Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Okay, well, here we are.
Oh, goodness, hey. Just showed up. It's me, Evan.
No, he's been here 20 minutes. He's talking about.
No, Evan, good morning, okay. Everybody. I was a late start this morning. Good morning to you all. Thank you,
good
morning.
Of course.
Rob, it's your section.
Yeah, right. Well, now, do you remember last week I said 95% of what I talk about are my A&Es?
That sounds good. A&Es.
That's Adam and Eve. It always starts off with a scientist has done that.
You don't ever explain it. Go back. Because isn't the joy of rhyming slang you don't explain what it is? So wouldn't that be the same with me? Say A&E? It's just...
Oh, well, yeah, but everybody knows what Adam and Eve it is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, but when you say A&Es...
Well, no, A&E, you know, I just bought an accident and emergency.
Wouldn't you say my gay old knees or something like that to rhyme it with Adam and Eve, which is already ever...
No.
I'm confusing you already.
Yeah, you are. Just shouldn't have had that second cup of coffee.
Me and my gay old knees.
Anyway.
Okay, Rob, hi, woohoo!
I've been thinking a lot about what scientists have discovered and all that sort of stuff. And I was thinking, I've been thinking this for a while, especially now with that deep space stuff in another solar system and all that. Not that they're doing it, but they could so easily be making it up. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, here's the thing, you know.
You know, I've been doing a bit of research.
There's many people who do think that, though.
I've been doing a bit of research about scientists. What are they all about?
Oh, that's awesome.
What are they all about? And this is my slant on it, right?
Hold on. That's great.
I found this brilliant article in the Scientific American. Stop right there. That's that story fucked, isn't it? Didn't realise when I wrote that down. It is a magazine. It is a...
an established scientific journal.
Yeah. Yep. Unfortunately, with that orange idiot in charge, it makes no sense. Anyway, by this lady called Julie Shaw, who's a research associate at the University College of London. Now, University College, that's how greedy do they want to be?
Start at the start, eh?
University College.
University College.
Should be College University.
Technical Institute.
Anyway.
Brainy room.
She's really on it. She's a speaker and an author of an international best-selling book called The Memory, Illusion, Remembering, Forgetting, and the Science of False Memory. I bet you that was a real good read.
What's it called?
It's called The Memory, Illusion, Remembering, Forgetting, and the Science of False Memory.
What's it called?
I'm not doing that again. But it's a real good read. I haven't read it, but I read some reviews and everybody said it was tremendous.
Same thing.
Tremendous,
they said.
Well, they all said it was... But this is my interpretation of this article she wrote about scientists. Now, I'm going to have to put a spoiler alert in here because I know some people are in the car with their kids, taking their little kids to school, and I'm going to...
School holidays.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
But they might be up having their, little toast or something like that.
Huddled around the old stereo.
I'm going to talk about Father Christmas and unicorns at one stage, and I don't want them to hear what I'm going to say about it.
Let me just turn the mic off for a second, listeners, for a second.
He's not.
What?
Anyway.
I've got your back, listeners.
Thanks, that's it. Anyway. We have found ourselves in a world, this is what she said.
I was going to say, that's not your usual voice.
No, this is what she said. We have found ourselves in a world.
Could you make it sound a wee bit more like her?
No.
Come on, Rob.
We have found
ourselves. Perfect. That's perfect. Now. That is, please.
I could try it.
Please.
We have found ourselves in a world lost to emotion, irrationally, and a weakening grasp of reality. Lies don't faze us. Lies don't faze us. And the knowledge doesn't impress us. We are post-truth, post-fact. I abandoned the idea of facts and the truth sometime last year. I wrote a book called The Memory Illusion. I almost never mentioned the terms fact or truth. Why? Because much like lies, spoiler alert, Santa Claus and unicorns actually don't exist, at least not in a way we commonly think of them.
Not true.
I can't keep doing that voice.
That's beautiful. I could see here in a study.
We think of a fact as an irrefutable truth. According to the Oxford Dictionary, a fact is a thing that is known or proved to be true. And where does the truth come from? Science.
Bloody science, eh?
She goes on to say, let me tell you a secret about science. Scientists don't prove anything. What we do... Now, listen, what we do is collect evidence that supports or does not support our predictions. Don't get me wrong. The scientific method is totally awesome. It is unparalleled in the ability to get answers that can help extend life. Scientists slowly break down the illusions created by our biased human perception, revealing what the universe actually looks like. That's the beauty of science. It's inherently self-critical and self-correcting. Scientists want to know more, and luckily enough, there's always more to know. Knowledge is simultaneously reality and delusion, truth and lie, and the role of the scientist is to slowly break into the box, listen to it, study it, so maybe one day we'll find out whether our insights are dead or active.
I can imagine here, I can imagine on the world stage saying that, and then a New Zealander's going, mean.
Do you know what? I had to read that.
You've wandered into a deep thoughtful area this morning, yeah. Rob. This isn't head transplants by Russians.
No, but it's all right, I'm going to bring it back to that level.
Or fluorescent puffin beaks.
I've decided I want to become a scientist, and I've been looking at how to become a scientist without getting PhDs and master's degrees and all that.
An express lane, as it were.
Well, it's impossible to become a professional scientist without a master's degree. And so what I mean by that is you won't get paid to conduct scientific research. So I decided to go the mad scientist way.
So, forget about the income side of it.
Yeah, I'm just going to be one of them. I'm going to be a good bad scientist.
Just do it on the fly sort of thing.
Yeah.
In reality, there's heaps of movies where there's scientists, mad scientists, people, unqualified
yes.
people delve yeah. into some pretty interesting things. Do we know Batman went to uni?
No, he didn't.
He's just rich. Hey?
He was just rich. Yeah. But I'm neither.
That's sure if that's a good example. But then I thought
a lot of, like inventors. We're all scientists. We're all scientists.
We are all scientists.
We all are scientists.
43% of our bodies isn't even us.
Yeah.
It's bacteria.
Yeah.
43%.
Oh, I heard today they found an enzyme that will eat plastic.
This is the talk of the town. The enzyme, the New Zealander that believes he's discovered an enzyme that eats plastic.
Oh, it's a New Zealander. I heard it on New Zealand news this morning.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Nice boat. Oh, wonderful scenery. Enzyme that eats plastic.
Yeah.
This is our new calling card. And what do you call it for us? That's got to give it a cool name. Come on, this is now's the time, you know?
I think we should call it the BFM.
The BFM.
Enzyme.
Enzyme. BFM enzyme.
BFM, yeah, exactly. But anyway, if there's any scientists listening...
What about calling it Pac-Man?
Miss Pac-Man, come on, Miss Pac-Man. Miss Pac-Man.
But what does it shed out, though, the enzyme that eats plastic? I don't know what the bowel movements of an enzyme.
Oh, right, yeah, because it'd get
huge. It's not going to get huge. Maybe it doesn't have a back end.
Yeah, it just gets enormous.
See, I suppose this is what a qualified scientist would know about, wouldn't they? Do you know anything about the bowel movements of enzymes?
I'd say I do.
Talking about this plastic. The plastic eating enzyme. Where does it go once he's eaten it?
It's got to dissolve into fairy dust.
Star
Trek.
Like a massive Pac-Man juggernaut. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Explodes.
Oh my God, we've done it.
A new planet
just formed itself right next door.
Brilliant.
We're just like, okay, right, transfer over.
Bring it all over there. Bring all the crap out. Leave that one there that wasn't the husk of a planet that we've ruined. Let's go live on this big, shiny, plastic-ish
one. That is my point. You are a scientist.
You know what? No one will ever take me seriously, though,
right? I do. I do.
How do we? I'm trying to think of the way that. See, he's got. When you come up with a life changing moment like that, like that was what they call an epiphany.
Yeah.
And I mean, but now I've got to. How do I sell that idea? Well, your idea. Our idea. How do I sell that idea to a stuffy, disbelieving public?
Oh, well, no, you do. What you do is you go to those people that have got funding for that, like head, that brain transplant. If they're giving money,
who are these people? They're just a bunch of kinky, freaked out Germans or just rich, like Rothschilds or something like that.
I think they're the ones, or maybe just
John Key or something.
I think all that they're all the ones who had all those sort of like companies back in the day that made billions, millions for just coming.
Oh, like the people who said, "Oh, I see that United States of America's populating at this ridiculous pace, and there's all this land. I'm going to make a rule that I get all the money for the steel."
Exactly.
Or I get all the money for the trains. Okay, is everyone called that?
Yeah.
Sure. Woohoo. This is okay.
We really need to calm down after
this.
Rob,
you know, it's great. It's what? Great that you don't have wings because you would have flown. You would have flown, soared to great heights many years before we ever met.
Yeah.
Man like you, astute man like you, right?
Eric Estrada. No,
Eric Estrada, did
no,
you
no,
say?
No, who's the geezer who's, he went close to the...
Eric Estrada. From Chips.
No, who flew too close to the heavens.
That was Icarus.
Icarus, yep. That's who I was thinking of. Why did I just say that?
Eric Estrada's would be a good partner maybe to go in on this. He's got respect, maybe not.
Oh, now I need a cup of tea. I seriously need a cup of tea now.
Hello, we might be right. Someone's just texting Plaque Man. Oh, now we have to share the winnings with the whole of the BFM listenership.
Let's worth it, though.
Tell you what, if you've got a B card, you can go and party. If you've got a B card, I promise you right now, listeners, those of you that have already signed up for a B card, for the new B card, I promise you now that if Rob and I gain historical success for coming up with this idea of using the enzyme that eats plastic to form a new planet just right alongside ours, a twin, if you will, healthier, more vibrant, progressive twin.
I just do it really quickly.
Then I say we'll all go shares in it, Rob. But that shows how selfless you and I are.
Now, I want you to be emperor.
That's someone cool, obviously. But
yeah. you're the figurehead.
Yeah, we could do dual impish. No, okay. This is, I should have brought a pad or something to write all this down.
I got one.
Okay, boom. See, scientists aren't all that, eh?
No.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.